here in the mix on 90.7 WKGC FMand HD. Here when you need us. Good morning, I'm Caleb Jordan.
And I'm Dana Erskine.
And we have with us in studio John Miller with the VBOC. That's the Veterans Business Outreach Centers here at Gulf Coast State College. John, how you doing, sir?
I'm doing fine this morning. Thank you.
So tell me a little bit about VBOC.
Well, the Veterans Business Outreach Center came about in the late 90s, I think 1996, by an act of Congress. And it was in response to lots of reports of homeless veterans, out-of-work veterans, and people, veterans were writing their congressmen looking for help. And it was making the newspapers. So Congress decided they were going to do something about it. So they created the Veterans Business Outreach Center, and our goal was to help military personnel. Initially, that was the only goal, was to help military personnel transition from military life to civilian life and help them find gainful employment and start businesses. So that's what we did, and it has, over the years, it's been very successful. And we currently, our clients are primarily retired military, active duty military, spouses of deceased veterans. And what we do is we'll take them in any way. We have very, very highly qualified personnel on staff. And we can take people all the way from zero on starting a business, getting a business started with the state. And in particularly, my role is helping them with government contracting. We also have someone who's a loan specialist, an SBA loan specialist. A couple of our folks have been entrepreneurs. So we just, and our website is a wealth of information on how to start a business, what you need to do, the steps to go through. As a matter of fact, and the website's not restricted. It's a public website. So while our clients are primarily veterans and active duty and spouses of deceased veterans, anybody can go to the website, vboc.org, click on the heading that says basic training, and almost everything you need to know to start a business, step by step, is there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Fortunately, the steps, but whether you're a veteran or you're, you know, just a general citizen, you know, the steps to start a business are basically exactly the same for the state. This resource is excellent for both veterans and the general public.
The resources apply to anybody that wants to start a business or get into contracting. The only restriction is for us to take you on as a client and do extensive counseling. Is you need to be one of the eligible, meet the eligibility requirement to have our services. On the other hand, I never turn anybody away that calls with a question.
Which is excellent. And having that kind of resource for veterans, active duty, and spouses of deceased veterans, having that resource, the place to go, the people to talk to kind of introduce them to the new world of starting and owning a business is such a great resource to have. And I'm glad we have this on our campus. It's a great benefit to the community.
We also teach boots to business to transitioning veterans all over the state. Mm-hmm. I think 5 or 6 military bases. We hire some contractors to do that. And what happens is that when people are when military are transitioning out, they get choices of what kind of counseling they want or what help, what kind of assistance they want. Boots to Business is a 2-day course that we teach that basically goes from zero to, again, everything you need to do to start a business or to transition, and all the pitfalls that you run into on the way. Mm-hmm. And I can certainly think of when I retired from the Air Force, I sure did a lot of dumb stuff, and we can stop people from doing that.
Certainly. Not having to learn the lessons the hard way gives you a leg up on getting your life transitioned into what it looks like now.
Yeah, certainly some potential employers probably laughed when I gave them a resume with 40 performance reports attached.
I wish I had 40 performance reports to attach to a resume, but Lord have mercy. But that is, it's those kind of things. It's that kind of insight that the VBOC, Veterans Business Outreach Center, really aims to help provide folks with. Now, there is an event coming up with Small Business Week. There will be a panel, or not a panel, but a...
Introduction to Federal Government Contracting. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
It's going to be a workshop.
And
the first week of May, the 1st through the 7th, is National Small Business Week. And our contribution, our input to that, is that we're going to do a workshop immediately following First Friday over at FSU on Friday, May the 6th at 9:30 is the scheduled start time for the workshop. And basically, anybody that wants to come can come, as many people as we can get in the room. It's going to be informal. I'm going to be a presenter. It'll be a Q&A kind of thing. If you got a question, bring it up. We'll talk about it, and then we'll move on. And what I'm going to talk about is how to get into government contracting. And we've got a pretty good presentation on that. We've got a brochure that we'll hand out on that. And if someone will just follow the steps, it doesn't matter if you're a veteran, it doesn't matter who you are. We also help special interest groups. The special interest groups generally that for government contracting are veterans, females, socially and economically disadvantaged folks, and people that are in an economically depressed area called a hub zone.
Mm-hmm.
So all of that will be explained at the presentation in detail for about as long as people want to talk about it.
Excellent. And that event's going to be going on right after First Friday, which is Friday, May 6th at 9:30 a.m. Over at the Holly Building. For the workshop from the VBOC about introduction to federal government contracting. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more about what government contracting kind of looks like and how you can really get engaged with it. We're going to take a quick break right here on The Mix.